Hello, and welcome to the Oracle Cloud Podcast Cafe, where you'll get the latest information about cloud transformation and what the cloud means for your business. I'm Kelsey Ruppel, Product Marketing Manager at Oracle, and today I'm joined by Dan Brooks, Product Marketing Manager at Oracle. This is another podcast in our Practical Path to AI podcast series, where we've been covering how artificial intelligence is reshaping the business landscape and help you better understand how to get on the path to AI adoption. Today, we'll be talking about the rise of AI and IoT. Welcome, Dan. The Internet of Things and artificial intelligence have been coined as being two of the biggest business disruptors since the Industrial Revolution. Can you explain to our listeners why this is?
Well, thanks, Kelsey, for that welcome. And yeah, that's certainly a big claim for both technologies to live up to. But when combined together, AI and the Internet of Things will indeed have profound and I would say even possibly life-changing impact on business. To understand why, let's take a look back quickly at the last 25 years. The web and mobile revolutions allowed cheaper access to data storage, faster broadband connectivity, and easy access to the cloud. Moore's law has dramatically increased CPU power and lowered the cost of processing over that same time. Now, if you put all those things together, you have not only the ability to connect every device in the world, which is where IoT comes in, but you now have the power to create AIs that are practical for everyday use. So in a way, it's only natural that both the IoT and AI are now coming to the forefront of businesses' attention. IoT requires organizations to develop or acquire new capabilities in managing direct relationships with customers, as connected devices, assets, applications, and even systems create whole new sets of touch points. But take a step back for a second. What does that really mean? In my opinion, it means that as a business, you have a whole lot more data that you need to make sense of. I mean, all of the Internet of Things really is, in a way, is to collect more data from the world around you. All the thermostats, all the fridges, all the on-floor factory machinery that customers and businesses connect together, all it means is that you're using sensors and other types of technology to collect data in real time that you otherwise might not have. I think the real question is what businesses do with this data and how they make sense of it. That's where AI not only comes in, but is critical in helping to analyze disparate data, to learn and recognize patterns, and to automate responses quickly at scale in ways that humans never could.
Wow. So it sounds like AI will have a profound impact on every aspect of our personal and working lives, an impact that will be magnified and multiplied by its combination with IoT. Dan, can you give some examples of what kind of impact we are looking at here?
Absolutely, Kelsey. I think that most of us are now familiar with how AI and IoT can combine in the consumer space, whether that's through voice assistants or even smart appliances. However, when you take a broader look at what's possible in this space, I think it becomes even more exciting. So let me give you two scenarios. One is the global supply chain and the other being smart cities. So if you take the first one, the supply chain, there are multiple ways that AI and the Internet of Things could benefit enterprises. Companies could monitor goods or assets down to a granular level with sensors and measure things from temperature to transit time to time on the shelf, and then use AI to recognize patterns in this data and ultimately make better business decisions. You could figure out basically how much inventory you would need to keep in stock based on how long a particular good sits on a shelf, which ultimately leads to better efficiency and profitability. Same process could be applied when evaluating things like vendors, as I mentioned, inventories, fleet maintenance and tracking, or even maintenance of machinery on a factory floor. Asset tracking and monitoring, production monitoring, fleet tracking and monitoring, application monitoring, even the connected worker. All of these come into play when using the Internet of Things with artificial intelligence to improve the supply chain. Now, with the smart city example, imagine being able to collect data on traffic congestion or accidents or 911 calls in real time. Let's say sync traffic lights or deploy emergency services to alleviate congestion, divert traffic away from a given area, or provide the quickest emergency response time possible. I mean, that would be amazing, but it's almost an impossible task given all the different data and all the complexity without using artificial intelligence. I think the possibilities are very promising combining these two technologies together.
So then specifically around business, do you think we'll see a growing use of AI in every job and service? And could this trigger a reduced demand for low-value, high-volume skills?
So the short answer is no and yes. AI is very good at taking on jobs where there are clear parameters, where there are repetitive processes, and where there are large amounts of data. We know that AI right now is good, but it's not perfect. Many artificial intelligence algorithms are still learning and still being built out to the fullest extent of their capabilities. Humans also get tired and bored of repetitive, monotonous jobs. We as humans, we can't process data at the same speed computers can, at least not the type of data that we're talking about. What AI is not good at, however, at least right now, is critical or emotional thinking or really nuanced, sort of that nuanced decision making. Will we see a growth of AI in jobs that require, again, that routine manual repetition and that are very data heavy? I think so, yes. Will some jobs be replaced in those areas, in those fields? Again, I would say yes. But will we see AI permeate every job and service across the board? I would say not likely. There are many current jobs that still require a significant amount of critical reasoning, nuanced decision making, and even emotional thinking. Until someone creates an AI that can understand those types of concepts, humanity does not have to worry. In fact, Gartner actually predicts that by 2020, AI will become a net creator of jobs.
Yeah, no, that's really interesting, Dan. And, you know, the ongoing advance of AI is also having a further impact. It's causing AI to converge with IoT to the extent that it's rapidly becoming indispensable to IoT solutions. So will the core components of IoT, connectivity, sensor data, robotics, ultimately lead to a requirement for almost all dumb devices to become intelligent?
As you said, Kelsey, the core components of IoT devices collect, send, and receive vast amounts of data. I saw a stat recently that IDC estimates the number of devices connected to the internet will grow from 11 billion in 2016, but they'll grow to approximately 80 billion by 2025. It's a huge increase. As the ecosystem grows larger and as more devices need to be connected, that generates more data. And as more data is generated, I honestly do not see how businesses could manage all of this analysis, all this processing, all this everything without artificial intelligence assistance. I'm not sure that every device will be required to become smart. Some people may prefer some of their devices to remain dumb. I can think of certain car aficionados that would rather continue to drive their car as opposed to having AI drive their car for them. But certainly the potential is there for every device to be smart. We know the general technology currently exists, even if not every implementation or use case currently is favored.
So as organizations accelerate their embrace of IoT, it's becoming increasingly clear that AI must play a pivotal role, as we've discussed, in their strategies to tackle and overcome them. Since IoT is primarily about data, data is the currency of the digital economy, and as you've highlighted, IoT will trigger and sustain exponential growth in data volume. However, data is only useful if it's actionable. So how do you make data actionable in this situation?
As we've talked about, data becomes actionable when it's analyzed, when patterns are found, and then everything is put into context, hopefully with some level of creativity. AI and smart machines can provide much of this connected intelligence from predictive analytics. Think about predicting when an asset or machine or part or anything will fail, to prescriptive analytics. So, for example, actually following established rules to making sure that an asset doesn't fail, to adaptive or continuous analytics, which is sort of the next level up, really the AI learning on its own to take steps to ensure that an asset or machine part or anything else won't fail in the future. But for decisions that AI can't make based on all the Internet of Things data that it processes, humans will still have a role to play. Think of AI as the perfect assistant for your business in the rapidly growing ecosystem that is the Internet of Things.
Well, Dan, thank you for this great insight into the rise of AI and IoT. I also wanted to thank our listeners for joining us today. To learn more about AI and what it means for the enterprise, be sure to tune in to the rest of our podcast series, A Practical Path to AI. You can find more information at www.oracle.com/cloudcafe. Until next time, this is Kelsey signing off.